for him. Kuznetsov for Ovechkin. Drive! He scores! His spectacular history-making continues. 700 red lights.
He has just joined an exclusive club, and they're
EM Sports Talk. We're back, episode 5. Man, a lot happened, you know, around sports the last couple. I mean, a lot. And guessing that, ladies and gentlemen, he did it. Ovi hit 700 today. So in this episode, man, we're gonna talk a lot. I mean, a lot of big things happen, but Ovi hit 700. We're going to talk about, will the D.C. Defenders all to a great start in the XFL? Will they win it all? Is the Astros dynasty done in baseball? I mean, a lot of people think they are. I don't think they are. I mean, but I think they lost a lot of respect. Is Tua the next Drew Brees? All the analysts saying he is. He has the same, you know, quick release, all that. We're going to talk about that. And is Barrow doing the right thing by trying to pull off an Eli Manning on the Bengals, meaning that he's trying to skip. He don't want to play for them. And the Lakers cut Boogie Cousins. What's next for him? What do you think he's going to go? That's all coming up next on EM Sports Talk. Saturday, February 22nd, episode 5. I mean, we're going to get right into it, all right? So today, against New Jersey, Ovechkin hit 700. You just heard the recording. I mean, this is big. What does this mean for his legacy, I ask myself. I mean, he's pretty far off right now from hitting Wayne Gretzky, all-time leading scorer, but I think he can do it. He's 34. He probably got about 6 to 8 more years of hockey left in him. I don't know where who would he play for, but I think Ovechkin's legacy is going to live and die if the Capitals win. I mean, he got the Stanley Cup. A lot of players don't even have that. If Ovechkin hits if he comes number one all-time goal scorer, he's the greatest player of all time. And I think he's going to do it. This is a bold statement. You can look at it. February 22nd, 2020. I'm saying this. Ovechkin's going to end up being the leading scorer right now. I think Ovechkin's, he's at 700. I can see him getting 100, 200 more goals by the time he retire. You know, I think he can do it. I mean, he scored 44 right now this season. Season's not even done yet. He could probably end this year with about 52 goals. I think this is meaning a lot for Ovechkin. I mean, I just wanted to put that in the show today because being a DC guy, this is literally Mrs. DC. If you ask me, I think he's the best player ever in DC sports history. Alexander Ovechkin for the Capitals. Great guy, great player. I just wanted to put that in the show some recognition to him. Great. All right, now I'm going to, you know, move on with the show since we got that out the way. A lot of people's asked me, man, what do you think DC's going to do? They got the best team to me. Houston's pushing. Houston has a great team. They both the only two undefeated teams in the XFL. And a lot of people ask me, do you think they have what it takes to win it all this year? I say they will. I think they will win the XFL title. I think they got the best quarterback out of all the quarterbacks. Probably the best two wide receivers. And Eli Rogers and I forget the other guy's name. But they're good. DC team is good. Cardell Jones is like a fucking statue. He can't get tackled. He's throwing dots. I think DC is going to win it all this year. Just based off pure, I watched both games. I think they play tonight as well. But I watched both games. They looked like the better team. I mean, they dominated New York, who was supposed to be like the third best team in the league. Dominated them and shut them out. I mean, I think they got the talent to do it. Houston has a good team. But I think Cardell Jones is just the better player. He's the best player in the league. I think he's going to carry that team to the final. I think they will play Houston in the finals, but it wasn't. I don't think Houston could beat them. I really don't. And speaking of Houston, all right. So this where all the controversy has been going on since the MLB season. Spring training is underway. First game started today. is the Astros dynasty done? You know, and I ask myself, they got Altuve. They got a lot of still good. They got a good team, and honestly, I don't think the dynasty is over at all. I think they're going to be the most disrespected team in the league. Nobody's going to respect them anymore. Don't expect people to get dinged up. They've been throwing fastballs at their heads. I mean, it's going to be a rough season for the Astros, and they've been cheating, you know, for the last 3 years, 4 years, because this video is coming out when they played the Nationals last year. Remember, they got their asses kicked at home both games. The Nationals went to Houston and kicked their ass, but then they came to D.C. and routed them. But this video is coming out. Robinson Chirinos, their catcher, having some type of buzzer tape on his bat or something crazy. I mean, when you put, I think this is the worst cheating scandal the MLB have. And the Manfield didn't handle it right. The players didn't get any suspensions, anything. The only people that got punished were the managers. I mean, but shit. When the players going to get, I mean, like, this is a shit show, all right, for the baseball, for the MLB. I think this is worse than the steroid era, because steroid era, everyone was doping up, but they was making the game, everyone was cheating. But then when you put technology, such as cameras, buzzers, all that weird shit, into baseball, I think that's where it draws the line. I think that's probably I think that's the dumbest. This is the most craziest shit ever. And honestly, I don't think their dynasty's over, but I don't think they're going to win the World Series. I don't even think they're going to make the World Series this year. MLB is going to be strict about what equipment they use now, but they still have a good enough team to make a run. But the Yankees, the Dodgers are fucking loaded this year. They're not going to beat them. The Yankees kicked their ass. Yankees should have been in the World Series last year. They cheated. And they cheated the Dodgers out of a World Series. They almost did the Nationals. They almost cheated the Nationals, but the Nationals just had something special. It's just, you know, that was their year. You can tell. Honestly, I think it's going to take a lot for Houston to regain the trust of the players in the league. Altuve is probably one of the most loved players. They hate him now. I mean, he came out like nothing happened. I mean, this is just a shit show. I think the Astros are just about to get. It's going to be a lot of brawls, and they're going to get the shit beat out. Like, they're going to get dinged up a lot this year, because no one wants, you know, you respect the guy that beats your friend in school. When they got to cheat, I mean, that's just not a good look. And then people calling the pitcher, what was his name? I forgot his name. The guy who ratted, he did what was right, even though he's a couple years late. But he did what he had to do, and if he, I guarantee you, if he would never said nothing, this would never made national media. I heard players, Bellinger in his interview when he first got to spring training, he was like, we've been complaining about this. The MLB didn't do anything about it. All they did was, they didn't do anything, and it kept going, and now it's in national light that they wanted to do something about it. He was pissed off about that. I think that's not that's not a good thing for the MLB. This is not a good look. And Manfield should resign. Honestly, I think the Astros should get stripped of their championship. I think Manfield has to go. I mean, he handled this terrible. And honestly, that's a bad look for the Astros.
Honestly, I think that the Astros are done. And, their respect-wise, they're done. And I wouldn't respect them if I was a player. You cheated me. You're a fucking snake. You're going to bite me right in my ass if I trust you. Now, you're cheating. Cheating is not good when the whole team is doing it, the whole organization. That shit just sucks. I mean, I mean, it is what it is. But I don't think they're dynasty over, but I do think the Astros, respect-wise, they're done. Nobody's going to respect them no more. And, now we're going to talk about a big topic for the last couple of days. A lot of people's getting on Todd McShay's NFL analysis for ESPN for the draft. And a lot of people's going on him when he keeps saying that Tua is the next Drew Brees. Honestly, I agree with him. They play in styles of like he's just the left-handed Drew Brees. And when he was talking, like, you look at the film, he moves around in the pocket, you get the ball out. And I mean, his vision on the field just impeccable. I think it's just as great as Drew Brees. If you can say, oh, that's a Drew Brees in his league, is going to be Tua. I mean, the hip medicine is so advanced now. The hip, I think, is going to be perfectly fine. I don't think he's going to play next season. But if you're sitting at five for the Dolphins, you're a fucking idiot if you don't take Tua. Even though there's other quarterbacks who can play right away, but why? When you can get the reward, you know, is worth it for Tua. And I think Tua, I mean, because, you know, in 2005, they passed on Brees and took Dante Culpepper, the Dolphins, and look where they got him. They're a shit show. They're picking number five in the draft, one of the worst teams in the league. When you could have had Brees, that could have changed the whole fortune of the Dolphins. Brees would have been there. Nick Saban still would have been the head coach with the Dolphins if they would have trusted Nick Saban and took Brees. I think that's why he left the Dolphins. You don't even trust me. And the owner took Culpepper because the Dolphins had a shit show medical staff. Say, oh, no. Brees' injury concern is more than Culpepper's knee, which was a dumbass decision. And then if you're the Dolphins sitting at five and you like, what the fuck, his hip and all this, and you decide to take Jordan Love or Herbert, I'll be April 23rd. I'm gonna be astonished. I think that might be much see TV if the Dolphins don't take Tua at five. That would be crazy. I think that's the best quarterback in the draft besides Barrow. Even though I talk so much about Barrow, but let's face it, if Tua hip isn't fucked up, I see him going number one to Cincinnati, hands down, no question. But he doesn't fit what Zach Taylor is trying to do in Cincinnati, and they don't have the offensive line, even though I'm not saying the Dolphins do either. But, you know, Barrow fits what he's trying to do in Cincinnati more than what Tua did, so they might have would have took Barrow anyway. But I think he is the next Drew Brees. You just the left-handed Drew Brees. He moves around in the pocket, the twitchiness, the ability to escape, the ability to make some tough throws, the ability to stand in the pocket. And Tua took a beating in college. Two ankle surgeries, a hip. I mean, this guy went through it all. But people say he had three of the four best receivers in college. But this guy made some hell of a throws. And I don't care what you can say what you want about the kid. Tua's a great quarterback. And I think Tua is the next Drew Brees. I mean, when I watch sports, like when I watch Alabama last year, I said, damn, Tua looks just like the way he just carries himself on the field. And everyone in college respects him, except for LSU. I mean, why would you respect, you know, your arch enemy in Drew Brees? But, I mean, shit. Excuse me. Tua, but I think Tua, if you put the right pieces around him, you see what he can do. Miami is no way in hell going to play him next year. They just don't have the offensive line to risk it, and they don't have the receivers to risk it either. They don't even have a running back on the roster. But Lodge is going to be a free agent. They traded away Kenyon Drake, so like they're in a shithole with that. They should have kept Jay Ajayi a couple years. I'm not going to get into that. The Dolphins did a lot of stupid shit. And that's why they're terrible. But I think if you ask me, Tua has to go five, and I don't see him dropping past five unless the Saints. I mean, not the Saints. Unless Patriots trade up to get him, the Panthers trade up a couple spots to get him. But honestly. I mean, no, the Panthers pick third. I'm tripping. But I think I agree with Shay. I think Tua is the next Drew Brees. I mean, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. I mean, their playing style is just similar. And then if you ask me, I think the best player is Tua. And many people can say what you want, but Barrow's in a tough situation. Himself, and that puts us to the next segment. Will Barrow pull a Eli Manning on the Bengals? And I think it's possible, but I think it's dumb. He's came out. I mean, his dad and them want him to fucking his family wants to move on from Ohio, get out of Ohio. They don't even want to make a family there. But at the end of the day, Burrow is the moneymaker. I'm pretty sure we talked about this before, but this is a hot topic this week as well, on like everyone saying that he should, but I don't think he should. I mean, the Bengals suck, but I think the Bengals have more in place than going to Washington or to, say, Carolina. I mean, Carolina has McCaffrey. That's their whole offense. No disrespect to DJ Moore and them boys down there to receive, but they just not, like, they live and die off Christian McCaffrey. If Christian McCaffrey's having a bad game, the Panthers are going to have a bad game. I don't think they're going to move on from Cam Newton. If you look at the quarterbacks on the market this year, I don't see an upgrade at the position. I see more of a slight downgrade, but Cam Newton can still get the job done. I'm not saying he's the same Cam Newton. His shoulder is all fucked up, and he might need a new shoulder by the time he retires. But I think, if you ask me, I think it has to be, I think he should stay. I mean, I don't think he should come up public and say he wants to not play for the Bengals. It's stupid. It's just going to make him look bad. Eli Manning, I mean, looking at what it did for him, he had the better career than Phillip Rivers. He got 2 Super Bowls. Phillip Rivers has 0. And I see why he didn't want to play for San Diego. But I don't see why he would want to not play for the Bengals. I mean, well, I can see the offensive line is terrible. But this year's offensive line free agency isn't the best, but it's going to be, if they can willing to spend the money, he can, you know, upgrade that position tremendously. I think if they give Burrow some weapons, I think that's all he needs is some weapons, the Bengals are going to be just all right. I think that's all they really was missing. Their defense held it down last year. They was in a lot of games. Their offense couldn't finish. And Dalton just didn't have anyone to throw it to. Dalton actually had his best passing season last year, but he just didn't have anyone to throw the ball to, and it was times he was running out the pocket. That's not what Dalton play style is. So if Burrow, they really want Burrow to be successful in Cincinnati, he has to get pieces around him. And the person is all in the personnel, man. And I think, honestly, I think he's the perfect guy for that situation. I think they should keep Dalton there as well, to mentor him for another year. But Dalton probably isn't going to be there. I see Dalton as a backup wherever he goes. I don't see Dalton starting next year unless someone gets hurt. I mean, you never know. Dalton still can start and win in his league, but I just don't see it happening. I think the league moved on from his play style. And honestly, I don't give a fuck what Tom McShay said. I mean, not Tom, Mel Kiper. I disagree with him 100%. When he said Burrow was like, if you love Andy Dalton, you like Joe Burrow. They play style is nothing alike. I don't see what the fuck he's talking about. All right. I like Burrow. I think Burrow is more of a... people are going to criticize me, but I think Burrow is more like Aaron Rodgers, but less mobile. Their arm strength is pretty similar. But you can't put Aaron Rodgers in the spread offense and shit. I mean, but I think he's more of an athletic version, but can't run as much, if that makes sense, Aaron Rodgers. I think their play style is pretty similar. I'm not going to get into that because it's not a draft show. But here and here now, I said it, EM Sports said it, fucking Burrow is like Aaron Rodgers. You can take it how you want it. You can disagree. You can leave comments and say what you want, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I believe in, and that's what I'm going to keep saying, because I don't see Andy Dalton and Burrow. I really don't. But I'm getting off topic, okay? But Burrow shouldn't pull the Eli Manning on the bank. It's stupid. This football isn't like... I mean, the draft is like a damn television show. It's like watching reality TV, but that's just too much drama for you to be that early in your career. You just want to get in the league, you know. And if it don't work out in Cincinnati, you can go somewhere else. But I think he should just go number one overall to the Bengals, call it a day. Honestly, I do. Shifting over a little bit. Last night, I want to say 6:30 Eastern time, all right, the Lakers decided to cut DeMarcus Cousins. They want to open up a roster spot for Marquise Morris. Boogie Cousins tore his ACL in the offseason after signing with the Lakers. And honestly, I think he has the worst luck in the league. He was having arguably one of the best seasons of his career with the Pelicans, popped his Achilles. Then he went from making $35 million a year to making $3 million a year last year with the Warriors. Sitting on the veterans minimum again with the Lakers. Tears all ACL in the offseason. Oh, man. But the question people asking me, one, is the Lakers wrong for cutting him knowing he's hurt? And two, should Boogie Cousins, what's the next step for him? And honestly, I think the Lakers are wrong. I understand it's a business, but the guy's a human being at the end of the day. He doesn't have any other income, besides his sneaker deals, but he's not playing. So I think they should have waited. I think if anything, they could have cut one of the lower tier guys. Like, fucking KCP sucks ass. Why is he on the roster? Why are you keeping Caldwell Pope, who can't make an open three? And then I think if Boogie Cousins come back in the play, I think he's a better option than Caldwell Pope off the bench. Markieff Morris is good, but he isn't DeMarcus Cousins. I don't give a shit what you can say. If Cousins is fully healthy, this would be a no, But I think the Lakers are wrong, and I think the next step for him, I think the Heat makes a lot of sense. Start Bam at power forward. DeMarcus right there at center. I'm not saying they might not do that move this year, but DeMarcus Cousins is still going to be a big name in free agency next year. Because in the summer, because he's still a viable player off the bench. Give and take, he can start. And Boogie Cousins could take over a game. I seen him do it in game 4 of the NBA Finals. But then after that, he fucking sucked. But he's still a good player off the bench. Used to be one of the best big men in the league. Now he's, the injuries fucked his career over. I'd say he even go to the East Coast, the Eastern Conference. I think he just call it a career. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame. And I think he still had a solid career. But, it just the injuries just will ruin you. And I don't think he's at the point of his career where, he's at the age where he's still in his prime to do TV, acting, shit like that. Why let injuries ruin your life? It's more to life than after sports. Many people got to think that. And I think that's where Antonio Brown head all fucked up at. And I think Boogie should just either call it a career or just, I think he should take his role to the Eastern Conference, less pain on your body. That's what I think. My sense might not make a lot of sense to you, but I think if you can't say help, if you can't play 25 games in a season, why? So I think he haven't played a full year in a while. I don't think he's ever had played a full year in the NBA. So I think Boogie should either retire or go to the Eastern Conference. Give that a look at for once, I think he should just take his time. Don't rush back for the playoffs. Just take your time, get your body right, and get everything going. But remember, it's more to life than after basketball. And honestly, I think that's the right move for him. And speaking of moves, we can't do an episode without talking about Antonio Brown. I'm a little late on this, but he apologized to Big Ben and the Steelers organization. They had Mike Tomlin on ESPN the other day, and he was like, at this time, we have no intention to bring Antonio Brown back, but I think Antonio Brown will be in the NFL come August and July when camps open, because I think he's still viable. I think the guy is just too good for him to be sitting. He still looks cut. He's working out still. I think Antonio Brown will find a way back in the league, and I don't know really who can he be with. If I was to guess, it'll be a team with a lot of money and with a good quarterback. So I'm thinking Seattle's always an option, but I don't think they want to stunt DK Metcalf's growth. So I think it's either Seattle. This is hard. I think Oakland was a perfect fit for him, but why not the Rams? Hear me out. The Rams really don't have the elite receiver group. They got Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks isn't Antonio Brown. You can say what you want. Put him with Cooper Kupp? What? Release the pressure off Gurley. Give Goff another weapon.
the Rams can be up and loaded next year because, you know, if this CBA, that shithole CBA, that's a whole shit show as well, was in effect last year, the Rams would have been in the playoffs and Pittsburgh. So, honestly, I think the Rams can be a great landing spot for Antonio Brown. The money situation might not work out because they got to pay. They just got Jalen Ramsey. They got to pay Goff. They got to pay Gurley. I mean, that's might not be the best situation for that. And I think a third team I could see him on is the Dolphins. I mean, I could see them throwing a bunch of money at him. That would be like a rookie quarterback dream to throw the ball to Antonio Brown, wouldn't you think? You know, that would be crazy. That's a bold prediction, you know, for me. And honestly, I think it works. You got Preston Williams on the outside. Antonio Brown can line up in the slot. The Dolphins' whole offense opened up. And they got the most money to spend in free agency this year. So remember that. So why not? Dolphins, Seattle. Okay. Great landing spots. And the Rams also. And, I want to give a shout out to all my viable listeners out there. Okay. Keep liking, subscribing. We're growing every day. I know I'm inconsistent with the streams, but we're going to start getting them rolled in pretty much every day. We got footage coming. We got people we signing. A little delay on that, but it's going to happen sooner than you think. I mean, we're going to grow eventually, but I just like, you know, shout out to all the support. You can go to find us on Instagram at EMSportsTalk_. We got a new logo. So EMSportsTalk, we got our own Instagram page, but we got to get a whole another Instagram page just for EM Sports. That's coming soon. It's a brand, man, and we're trying to build it. But comment on Instagram. I'm going to put a little post up there later on. Where do you think Antonio Brown's going to go? Where do you think DeMarcus Cousins is going to go? Where do you think Tua's going to go? And where do you think Joe Burrow's going to go? Just give me some teams. I mean, you can DM us your logic. But I'm always willing to listen, man. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to argue with people. And remember, if you want to be on the show, send us a DM message. We need your email, your number, stuff like that. But EM Sports Talk Episode 5. We're out. We'll see you guys next week, next episode. Peace.